The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The stakes for the Republicans are enormous tonight, especially for Donald Trump.
If he gets more than 50% in all 27 of the congressional districts here, he will win all 95 Republican delegates.
It's really starting to feel like a party here. The cash bar is open, the wine and beer is flowing. Yeah, that's a live band that has just started up.
Tonight, the winners of the New York primary will have their victories displayed on one of the world's most famous landmarks. That, of course, would be the Empire State Building.
Can I just say, I feel like I'm in a Nora Ephron movie. That's so cool that we can see that.
Now let us turn the top of the Empire State Building the color blue that we have assigned to Hillary Clinton.
Thank you, New York! New Yorkers, you've always had my back.
Since CNN has projected Donald Trump will be the winner of the New York Republican primary, we are turning the Empire State Building, the dark crimson, the red.
We're really, really rocking. I can think of nowhere that I would rather have this victory.
Donald Trump, we do project, not only is the winner, but will win with above 50% statewide.
If Donald Trump does get the nomination before the convention, we're going to look back on tonight and say this was the turning point.
They're excited. I you know, CNN, you know, little things, you know, can get them excited. You know, you got to love New Yorkers, man.
The Empire State Building, what color is it? That was a big thing last night.
Well, so. Well, after President Obama started, colors on the White House, I mean, hey, why not the Empire State Building, right?
Why not? Win in New York, right?
Yeah, why not? Hey, Rafael Cruz, who's been on with us, many times, the father of Ted Cruz, he says Donald Trump would be worse than Hillary Clinton, but he cannot beat Hillary Clinton. I'm just thinking, between you and me, Scott, I know this is far out because you got so much contention between Donald Trump and, this has come up in, a couple of earlier conversations. What if you could get some sort of alliance between, one Ted Cruz and Donald Trump?
If that's going to happen, it's got to start to take shape soon.
Mm-hmm.
Because as it is right now, they're both just bad-mouthing the other guy.
Right. Well, that's the thing that the Democrats are concerned about. And listen to Hillary's acceptance speech. I mean, she was very amenable toward Sanders. That we've got more to agree on than to be against, and that sort of thing. So she already, as a result of New York, it opened the opportunity for her to kind of make nice with Sanders, and we'll see if Sanders can, respond in kind. So they're moving in the right direction to try to heal up what's going on, because as some Democratic strategists have said, is that Bernie has hurt her. I mean, she's leaking some oil here, and this is before the general. And this is what the Republicans are so good at. They're so good at shooting inside the tent that by the time the winner goes there, he's low about two quarts of oil.
He's definitely pushed her further to the left than she's ever been in the past. But it's also brought up the point that she'll flip-flop. She'll say whatever she needs to say to get people's votes.
Yeah.
So, and that's something that I think could play against her in that scenario.
Well, you know, and that's, again, that's part of the exposure, and that's what these campaigns do to one another. But it seems that, you know, Republicans are more vulnerable than Democrats. So it was interesting to see her shift there. So maybe it's something the Republicans can learn by watching a seasoned politician, of which she is far and away more so than one Donald Trump. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more after this. According to the Mayo Clinic, your bones are continuously changing. New bone is made and old bone is broken down. Now, when you're young, your body makes new bone faster than it breaks down old bone, and your bone mass increases. Makes sense, doesn't it? Most people reach their peak bone mass at around 30. After that, bone remodeling continues, but you lose slightly more bone mass than you gain. Now, how likely you are to develop osteoporosis, a condition that causes bones to become weak and brittle, depends on how much bone mass you attain by the time you reach age 30 and how rapidly you lose it after that. The higher your peak bone mass, the more bone you have in the bank, and the less likely you are to develop osteoporosis as you age. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we focus on absorbability of bone-building calcium, magnesium, vitamin D3, and boron. Try our 98% healthy body, bone, and joint pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, it is a pleasure to have you with us as we're in this war together, you know, shoulder to shoulder and back to back, doing all we can to get this country back on track. Interesting today, in case you missed it, it's important, you know, to be in the flow of the know of these things. Today is Lima Bean Respect Day. I didn't know that lima beans had been disrespected. Did you know? I guess it's important, you know, to respect lima beans. You just never know how they'll fight back, I guess. And of course, oh, this is a good one. One of my favorites. My mother used to make the best pineapple upside down cake, and today is National Pineapple Upside Down Cake kind of day. And our next guest, I know you love pineapple upside down, Carl Gallops, don't you?
Yes, I mean,
who
do.
Who
yes,
doesn't?
In fact,
who doesn't thinking, like it?
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm sitting here thinking that would go nice with a cup of coffee right now.
Well, yeah, I'm right with you. Although, you know, I've been on this no wheat kind of thing. I've been trying to watch it, and so what it's eliminated from my diet, which has kind of made me a little bit cranky, are flour tortillas. And I finally decided, you know, it's not so bad. I'm just going to let my body, you know, do what it's going to do, and if it can handle it, it'll handle it. So I got to admit, I will confess to you, because you are a pastor, and I know you listen to confessions.
Yes.
I've had to cheat a little bit, because, you know, a Mexican without flour tortillas, I mean, that's just, you know, it's just unrighteous. I want you to know that.
Yeah, well, you're just not a real person. Yeah.
So it's just like, I mean, you know, I used to tell my mom when, you know, she used to make tortillas for us. She'll be 92, Carl, in July. And bless her heart, and she was making tortillas for us up until, I think she was about 88 was the last time she did. She did a real special favor. I came to town, and, you know, I'm not embarrassed to tell you that all my siblings will say that I'm the favored son.
Oh,
so
sure.
when I would come home, she would make homemade tortillas, and all the kids knew, oh, you know, boom, you know, let's, you know, Billy's there, so that means flour tortillas. And so it was kind of a good rallying point, a rallying call, because I could see all my siblings. They'd all show up. They'd eat my tortillas, Carl. And it's really, you know, it's tough. You know, you want to covet those things, you know.
Yeah, sounds like you had a really, really tough life, brother. I'm just, my heart is breaking for you.
Yeah, I know. And it was so funny. But anyway, we could go on.
92?
92. Well, her mother lived to be almost 102, Carl.
Yeah,
and,
that's amazing.
Yeah, my dad passed away in 04, and, you know, bless her heart. I mean, she's just, you know, God's not ready to have her home yet. But
Dame amor y mis saludos a su mami.
Yes, very much so. I will do that. Thank you very much. I appreciate
You're
it.
Welcome.
Hey, Carl Gallops, you know, is a longtime senior pastor, best-selling author, former Florida law enforcement officer, 10-year conservative talk radio host. I think you got to be more than 10 years because
yeah. Yeah,
what are you,
now 12
it now?
Is now. Gosh, I started in 2001, and so 15 years now.
15 years. See, I'm you know, they give me this old information here, and I go, I know it's got to be more than 10 years. It's got to be
yeah.
up there. So now more
well,
than 15
okay.
years, but that's great. And, of course, one of his most recent books, I guess it's the most recent, Final Warning, Understanding the Trumpet Days of Revelation. Okay.
And I'm sorry, Bill, we've got a little delay. It's my fault. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to overtalk you. Actually, my latest book is called Be Thou Prepared, Equipping
yep.
the Church for Persecution in Times of Trouble. But that one and Final Warning came out in the same year, 2015. Mm-hmm. Final Warning came out in the beginning, and Be Thou Prepared came out in the fall.
Yeah. Well, I want you to know I shared your book with my pastor and his security staff. I happened to be at a meeting, and this is my pastor back in California at Influence Church, Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller, and they were having a security meeting. I said, are you aware of Carl Gallup's Be Thou Prepared book? And they said, no. And because a lot of things they were talking about in preparing, because the church has been expanding, they need to be more aware, and certainly we see how pernicious our society is becoming. And I don't say our society particularly, it's these outside influences. The fact that we've got immigrants coming here, and immigrants is not a bad word, but you know, I think the way we're handling it, it definitely has put our society in a state of confusion, because you have a president says, okay, we'll open the gates, let them in, and then you have our security personnel going, wait a minute, whoa, slow it down. We can't even vet all these people. And then everybody wants to make it an issue because we say, hey, isn't there a more prudent resolution here?
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree. You and I have talked about this a lot. We're certainly not opposed to legal immigration. I mean, we are a nation built upon immigrants and upon giving people an opportunity for freedom and for prosperity and for advancement and education and all of these things. And the freedoms that we have in America that so much of the world just doesn't have. What a wonderful place it could be. But as you know, and we've talked about ad nauseum, to just open the gates and like we're doing. But you know, listen, you and I both know that there's an agenda behind all of this. The people that are doing this, they're not stupid. They know what they're doing. It's politics. It's votes. It's agendas. And even at the risk of sounding like some conspiracy theorist, but now it's in mainstream media's talking about it. Even kind of a one world agenda. And I mean it's all a part of that, and it's very frustrating to people like you and me and our audiences that have seen this change. We've lived long enough now to see these amazing, unconstitutional, un-American changes, and it's pretty vexing to most people.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that one of the important things people are not grabbing a hold of here, Carl, is there are diabolical forces in play here that do not want America to exist, clearly. I mean,
yes.
And this is beyond ISIS making their announcement that, you know, we want America taken out. We want Israel out. And people go, oh, you know, they really don't mean it, whatever. You know, here we are. I mean, we were talking with John Whitehead last hour, the founder of Rutherford Institute, in saying that, you know, people are declaring war on us, and we just think, I'd much rather, you know, listen to the Kardashians right now than to, you know, have my eyes opened up or my ears opened up to, you know, what is happening to our country and how we're being attacked. It's no longer, Carl, it's no longer an existential threat. I mean, that's what prompted you in part, I believe, to write Be Thou Prepared, is because the threat is amongst us, and we're so casual about this that, it's, and I think this is what is freaking people out. I mean, I talk to people across the country, and they're saying, Bill, I just feel like we're losing America. Our freedoms are going out the way, and it just at every turn. I mean, the fact that you even have a candidate in a Democratic side of the presidential race that is out of the closet saying, hey, I'm a socialist, I'm proud of it. I don't know how you do that and be able to put your hand on the Bible and say, I'm going to, you know, protect and support the U.S. Constitution as a legislator. I don't know how you reconcile those two dichotomies.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. Yeah, look at socialism around the world. Boy, that's the way to go, huh? Every one of them are just thriving nations.
No question. I mean, and that's the point. And you and I have talked about it. It's like, hey, look, you know, we're empiricists. We're saying, hey, look, if it works, keep doing more of it. If it's not working, get it out of here. But for some reason, it doesn't work here. And they say, well, that's because we haven't worked it enough. You know, Bill, you got to hang in there. You know, we need about $19 more trillion, and then we'll really prove this to you. Yeah, right. Carl Gallups is with us. We've got more from Carl on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's just about 15 after the top of the hour.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Ha ha!
Getting America back on track.
The face of the nation.
You guys crack me up.
Bill Martinez live.
You ready? Ready?
Well, ready or not, it's Bill Martinez at 19 after the top of the hour. A conversation with the one and only Carl Gallups continues. Longtime senior pastor, best-selling author, former Florida law enforcement officer, a 15-year conservative talk radio host himself, and it's 15 years and counting. He does an incredible job. He's also the founder of P.P. Simmons, the world-famous YouTube ministry and biblical apologetics channel. And we were talking about his latest book, Be Thou Prepared. But, Carl, you just had written an article for WND, and as we were talking about, you know, people are... You know, that have wealth, that understand and they see the signs, they're hunkering down and they're moving out of the cities. In fact, when I was in California here last month, I was reading where California had something like 5 million. I think it was 5 million people moving out of California, most of them going to Texas. I mean, they're getting out of Dodge here. What's going on?
Yeah, no, 5 million, I think, is the correct number. I read that article as well. And listen, yeah, the article, I didn't write it, but I was interviewed and quoted quite extensively in that article. The article speaks of this rapidly growing trend around the world, and particularly in the Western nations, in Europe, and it's happening in the United States as well. And the trend is there are tens and tens and tens of thousands of millionaires. So not just, we're not talking just some crazy preppers or some, you know, right wing nut job conspiracy tinfoil hat wearing people, a little group that meets once a year. We're talking tens and tens of thousands of millionaires around the world who have the money to do this. They are fleeing their homelands. They're looking for safe havens. Many of them are building underground bunkers, equipping them to be able to live underground for a year at least. They are, you know, these many, many tens of thousands of people are claiming in this article, and it comes from several sources, that they just see nothing but danger and disaster on the horizon. Now, you know, that sounds awfully bleak and negative, but the point is, the takeaway point from this is that people all over the world sense what you and I have been talking about for the last several years, Bill, and that is things just aren't right. Something's wrong. Now, you and I come from a biblical worldview, so we know what's wrong. I mean,
exactly,
you know,
right.
Israel's back in the land. The Middle East is exploding. The nations of Ezekiel 38 and other prophecies from the scriptures are aligning and coming against a return to Israel. We're the first and only generation in 2,500 years to see Israel return to the land. And the Word of God says that when that happens, that we will know that we are in the last days. And when I speak of last days, I'm not a date setter. I want your audience to know I'm not a crazy guy that runs around wringing his hands claiming the sky is falling. I'm just saying we're living in very prophetic times. And,
exactly.
And, yeah, and people sense it all over the world, even people that don't know the Word or people that don't necessarily go to church. They, you know, the rise of ISIS and all the, you know, the natural disasters and major population centers and the predictions of more to come and civil disobedience and governments and nations falling apart and losing their ever-loving mind and the depravity of mind that seems to be sweeping the Western nations. It's quite a thing to behold. And of course, now we have one world and worldwide communications and internet and 24/7 news cycles and social media, so information spreads immediately. And so all of these things, you add them together, and it's creating quite a bit of anxiety around the world, Bill.
Well, and you also consider the way the United States has been neutered. I mean, if the United States and Israel have not been the two shining lights on a city and, you know, demonstrating to the world what could possibly be when you're not being run by a totalitarian mind or government, you know, they hate us. And this is what America needs to wake up to, is that we are antithetical to their way of living. They've already corralled their people. And, you know, you got roughly, as is the general rule, about 10% of the ruling class controlling the 90. And here we are in America. We're still able to hold on to a higher level than that, although we've given away a lot of our rights and freedoms to the elites. And this is why we're having the visceral response, you know, this in this current election cycle right now, is the people sense this and they're starting to react to it. But all these things, Carl, to your point, are signs. Jesus indicted the ruling class of the time, the people that knew it all, you know, the scientists that had it all figured out. He goes, you know, you guys are a bunch of knuckleheads, man. You can figure out when rain's coming. You look up, you see the signs, you know to hunker down because it is. And you cannot see the signs that are obvious before you right now, the birth pangs that our society and that our world is experiencing right now. These are all birth pangs, you know, for something new that is coming, and God has made it clear what we can expect, as you say, ever since Israel became a nation again. I've maintained that that set the hour hand of God's prophetic clock, and what's been passing since then are hours, minutes, and seconds. That's what's been going on, and we continue to move to this expected end and this predictable or predicted end that God said would happen.
Listen, Bill, you and I are on the same page. We come from the same playbook. We both come from a biblical worldview, and you stated my case precisely. And of course, when we speak of the end, and again, I want your listeners who might not be that familiar with biblical prophecy, when we speak of the end, we're speaking of not the end of all things, not the end of the world, probably the end of the world as we know it, but the end of man's wicked rule and reign and the beginning of the reign of Jesus Christ, the return of the Lord. He came the first time according to prophecies that were hundreds of years old before he came, and dozens of them, fulfilling them precisely. Only one human out of the billions and billions that have ever lived and are still alive pulled all of it off, including delivering himself to a cross, including rising from the grave, which changed the calendars of the world. 2016 marks the event of Jesus Christ. I mean, it's profound. And he came the first time, and he promised he was coming again, and then gave us signs to look for. Those signs were recorded in scriptures. They are now several thousand years old, but they are now all coming together. They're converging, and only in our generation. Only in our generation. In fact, my next book coming out this fall, that's what it's all about. It records right up to today's date. I mean, it's as fresh as today's headline news. The dozens of prophecies that are rapidly converging that point to the soon return of the Lord, whether that's 2 days from now or 30 years from now or 100 years from now, I don't know, but it's not going to be long because of this convergence of prophecies indicating that we're living in those days. And you're right, it started with the return of Israel, an amazing 2,500-year-old prophecy. We're the only generation to see it, Bill.
Well, Carl, you know, when we witness on television, and some are witnessing firsthand, the kind of, you know, just incredible, horrific acts of man that are being, you know, enacted upon other men and women around the world, people blowing themselves up in the name of their God, and, you know, just the sinister things that are going on. I believe people know in their hearts. I mean, when you talk about revival and people turning to God, it's in those areas that are the most oppressed, because their only hope is God. And they know in their hearts, deep down, sometimes maybe deeper than they'd want, there is truth in their hearts, and they know that there's something better than the oppressive governments and regimes that they're under. America is starting to feel that, but I mean, by comparison to what these people are experiencing, it's a hangnail of pain that we're dealing with compared to what they're dealing with, right?
Yeah, no, you're right, Bill, and that's been one of my pet peeves with the Christian community in America for decades, and now people are finally getting it. I've been kind of ostracized by a lot of the Christian community over the years because of what I'm getting ready to say, although now what I'm saying is resonating. People see it. They understand it. And that is, we've lived in such comfort for so long, we ignore what's going on around the world around us. And it's not about America. It's not all about us. We are living in very prophetic times, and brothers and sisters in Christ around the world are living it.
Exactly. And, you know, we're in the position that God has us in right now for a particular reason, and it's our duty and our responsibility to sync up with God's purposes to, you know, do and play our role. There is a key role for us. It's not that we're to sit back and just watch the Cardassians, Carl, you know?
I agree. Yep, just because Starbucks is open and your favorite sitcom is on TV tonight doesn't mean all is right with the world. It's
Amen.
Coming apart at the seams, and it's time
exactly.
to get right with the Lord.
Carl Gallup's on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Carl.
Investing in bonds involves risk, including the possible loss of principal. Income may be subject to state, local, or federal alternative minimum tax. When interest rates rise, prices will fall. When interest rates fall, prices will rise.
I'm at a place in my life where I need investment income. That's why I invest in tax-free municipal bonds. I love the income they provide. Income that's federally tax-free. At this point, that's exactly the kind of income I need.
Tax-free municipal bonds can serve as the cornerstone for a conservative portfolio. They offer income that's tax-free. Henyon & Walsh is a leading expert in tax-free municipal bonds. We're committed to finding you the best bonds to meet your investment goals. We'll even send you our informative bond guide, absolutely free, if you call right now. 1-800-286-4286. If you have at least $10,000 to invest, consider municipal bonds. Take charge of your investments today and keep more of your hard-earned money. Call now to receive your copy of our informative bond guide. It's free, so call right now. 1-800-286-4286. 1-800-286-4286. Henyon & Walsh, Inc., member of FINRA, SIPC.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plain.
I know it's April, and you're going, Martinez, you're playing Christmas music. I know. Hey, the kids always make fun of me because whenever they get in my car, there's Christmas music there. I just believe Christmas is every day. And, I just like to, share a little Christmas music. Doesn't matter anytime. It's always puts a smile on your face. Why not? 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. It's Bill Martinez live with you. And if you're into adventure, you're going to love this next story and this next author. Most incredible. Ken Ilgunas has worked as an elementary school tutor, an Alaskan tour guide, and a backcountry ranger at the gates of the Arctic National Park. Can you imagine? He's hitchhiked 10,000 miles across North America, paddled 1,000 miles across Ontario in a birch bark canoe. He has a B.A. from Sunny, S-U-N-Y, Buffalo in history and English, and an M.A. in liberal studies from Duke University. He is the author of the travel memoir, Walden on Wheels. He currently lives in Benedict, Nebraska, and his new book, Trespassing Across America, One Man's Epic, Never Done Before, and Sort of Illegal Hike Across the Heartland. Ken Ilgunas is with us. Ken, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. What an adventure. I mean, and the way I guess your life is gone. Is this has been you? You came out of you were born this way with this kind of sense of adventure, weren't you?
I mean, I don't know.
Get your mother on the phone. Let's talk to your mom. Yeah. She'll tell us this. You know, straighten it out.
I was like the most normal person. I think one of the changing points was when I was 16. I had this job as a cashier. I was getting paid $5.40 an hour, and it was just like dehumanizing work, and I hated it so much. And I think I told myself that like I'm never gonna get a real job, which is probably like an extreme position to take based on a crappy job we all have to have when we're
right.
when we're younger. But it kind of stuck.
Yeah. Well, you know, I hear you, and for me, it was working in the strawberry fields as a little kid. I think I was 6 years old. My brothers drugged me strawberry. I worked a whole week on these strawberry fields. Let me tell you, when you're a little kid and you got those little strawberries, it takes forever just to fill one, you know, one box. The strawberry. I mean, it's just like you keep and you go, wait, what's going on? Is there a hole in my box? What's going on? At the end of a week, and I got to tell you, you know, speaking of crappy jobs, this is the worst job I ever had. At the end of a week, they gave me $1.10. And I can still see that $1.10. It was sitting on top of my parents' TV in the living room. My dad would say, "When are you going to spend your money?" And I said, "I'm not going to." And it was, to me, it was like a trophy, much like yours, a trophy of what I didn't ever want to do. I figured there had to be a better way. I wasn't going to work this hard for $1.10 ever again in my life. So yes, you're right. You have one of those experiences, and for you, you just decided, hey, you know, why get into the job situation? And, you know, for me, it was like, okay, I'm going to really hunker down and work all the harder so that I don't have to be out there picking strawberries in a box that seems to never get filled.
That's right, yeah. And that's the great value of those crappy jobs, because it tells you what you don't want to do. You know that for sure.
Exactly. Well, you know, according to your book here, it was life on the oil field. I mean, you've done a lot. I mean, you kind of remind me of, you know, of the author Walden, who just experienced all kinds of things in his life. And here you are, you're in the oil fields, and it was the oil fields that inspired, you know, your hike, right?
Yeah. So I was trying to write my first book, Walden on Wheels, which is about a couple of years where I was living in my van trying to get through grad school debt-free. And writing the book wasn't working out. I couldn't get anyone interested. I ran out of money. So I had to start washing dishes. And I was washing dishes up in this miserable place called Dead Horse, Alaska. It's right next to the Arctic Ocean. It's up in the Prudhoe Bay oil fields. It's just a lot of equipment and a lot of dudes. I mean, there's like a 9-to-1 male to female ratio up there. And, you know, I'm 28, I'm washing dishes, I'm washing spoon after spoon in the middle of the night, in a silent kitchen in a working camp 300 miles north of the Arctic Circle. And when you do that, you can't help but question the direction your life is headed in. So I was just very susceptible to inspiration at that point in my life. And the Keystone XL, the pipeline, that was very much in the news back in 2011. So one day I was cleaning out like this big potato bowl, and the cook next to me says, like, what if we hike the Keystone XL, you know, across the country, across private property? And I dropped the bowl and must have said with just this frightening excitement, "We must."
Did we lose you?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. All right. You said, yeah, I'm sorry. You dropped the bowl, and what I heard was I dropped the bowl, and then I didn't hear the rest of the punchline here.
Oh, geez.
Okay.
Yeah.
Forgive me.
Sorry. I must have ducked out there for a second.
Yeah.
I dropped the bowl, and I must have said with just this frightening excitement, "We must." So we started making plans to hike the Keystone XL.
Wow. And so that started the vision for you, and you know, and you just put one foot in front of the other. Now let's talk about the detail. I mean, when you say "we must," I mean, it's not like just all of a sudden you start going out there hiking. I mean, you got plans, you've got things to get in order to make that happen. So what all did you have to do?
That's right, yeah. And there was a small glitch because my buddy Liam, he just remembered that he was banned from Canada for an offense he committed in his, as he put it, his wayward youth. So this meant that I have to go alone. And yeah, it took a little bit of planning. I mapped out my route on this software program called Topo. Then I bought about $1,000 worth of food, like a bunch of energy bars and stuff like that, and boxed it up. And my friend in Denver, he would mail those boxes to post offices along my route. So I'd, have another 5 days worth of food. Bunch of gear, backpack, sleeping bag, tent, trekking poles, headlamp, med kit, just lots of little stuff like that. And, and then I was ready to go.
And so then you go and you start dealing with the elements, right? And your book, in a sense, with what you went through and leading up and, the logistics, it kind of reminded us of that Reese Witherspoon movie that, played last year, right?
That's right, yeah, wild. There's been a couple, trail movies. The other one was the Robert Redford one called A Walk in the Woods, also based on a book. But yeah, so I'm walking across the Great Plains of America, 1,700 miles from Alberta, Canada, down to the Gulf Coast of Texas. And this is a region I'm not familiar with at all. I'm from New York. I lived in North Carolina. I lived in Alaska. I'm used to kind of forests and mountains. I've never been on this this weird, unearthly, exotic terrain that we call our grasslands. And it was something I had to learn to love, and eventually I would. And I had to deal with a lot of the challenges that the heartland presents. The number one was the cows. I lived in Alaska. I've dealt with grizzly bears and stuff like that, but I think I was more scared of the cows,
really,
because there were so many of them. Yeah, I was walking past thousands of them, and just what if one of them's having a bad day? They're bigger than me, they're faster than me, they have horns, and that phobia kind of went away after the first couple of states. But in South Dakota, a whole stampede of cows started running after me, and I took off on the fastest run of my life.
Wow, with all your equipment on your back and everything else, huh?
I dropped the pack after the first few steps, which helped me speed up.
Well, Ken, congratulations on the book, Trespassing Across America, One Man's Epic, Never Done Before, and Sort of Illegal, A Hike Across the Heartland. We've got more from Ken on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's 19 before the top of the hour.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuvina, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvina because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 before the top of the hour here from Maine to Oregon. Ken, maybe that's your next hike, huh? I don't know. You know. Kenny Lagunas is with us. Yay, why not? Trespassing across America, one man's epic, never done before, and sort of illegal hike across the heartland. When you say sort of illegal, you know, did you, were you like in areas that you needed a permit type of deal, or, you know, what made it sort of illegal?
It made it, the fact that I was walking across private property made it sort of illegal. I'm not even sure about the legality of walking across private property, because it varies by province and state. You can do it in some states and others. But yeah, so to follow the Keystone XL pipeline, I couldn't follow roads, because pipelines, they don't follow roads. You know, they try to get to their market or refinery in as few miles as they can. So they'll follow cropland or grassland or private property. So in order to follow this pipeline, I just essentially have to trespass across America.
Well, so why did you choose the Keystone XL pipeline?
So I just found it really intriguing, kind of like what was happening. When I got the idea back in 2011, the Keystone XL was in the news all the time. You know, protesters were going to jail over it. People were opposed to it. And I just thought that fascinating, because we've been building pipelines since the 1860s. The first one was a wooden gutter in West Virginia, actually. That was an oil pipeline. And we have 1.7 million miles of oil and gas pipelines in America today. So that's normal. What's not normal is for a good chunk of the country to get out and oppose it and protest it. Mm-hmm. And I kind of wanted to get out into the heartland and just learn everything I could about the Keystone XL and capture that moment in time.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, for you, were you looking at it, you know, from an environmentalist, you know, perspective? And you know, and as you say, we've got millions of pipeline underground as it is already. And so why the fuss of the Keystone XL pipeline when at the time, you know, and I understand, you know, whether it's jobs and for you, you have your own worldview of jobs because you've been able to exist and do very well, thank you very much, and just taking jobs when you need them. I mean, as you and I were talking off air, you've kind of been living a bucket list kind of dream life here in a sense, and you said you're kind of perpetually stuck in a midlife crisis. So, you know, which is interesting. And you know, again, this is why I think all these disparate views that we have in this country are just so wonderful. And rather than negate them, if we listen to them, you know, there's something to draw from everybody's experience.
That's right. Yeah. And I was certainly intrigued on the environmental level. You know, I grew up in Niagara Falls, New York, just a couple miles away from the ghost town of Love Canal, where in the 1970s, this was a historic site of one of the most tragic environmental disasters in America, where toxic chemicals were buried beneath the town, and decades later, families were experiencing miscarriages and mm-hmm. abnormally high cancer rates, and children were being born with second rows of teeth. So I kind of just got to see what happens when industry or irresponsible industry is kind of left to its own devices. Mm. So when I heard what was happening up in the tar sands of northern Alberta, where some of these villages were experiencing some of the same things that my hometown was, I kind of got passionate about it. But I also wanted to go into this project with an open mind, and I wanted to get the feelings of all the landowners and the pipeline workers and the oil workers and just open my mind and just get their perspectives.
Mm-hmm. And so what did you determine after all this?
Well, it was interesting because the opinions varied per region and per state. Like, for instance, up in Alberta and Saskatchewan, everyone was pretty much in favor of this pipeline because pipelines and oil, that's just a huge part of their economies. It brings in a lot of tax revenue for these provinces. It was a bit different when I crossed the border into the States. You know, these were landowners that didn't have any pipes in their property, and all of a sudden you have a foreign corporation saying, you know, we're going to put a big pipe in your great-granddaddy's land that he homesteaded 120 years ago or whatever.
Right.
So I saw a lot of folks more opposed to it on private property grounds, which mm-hmm. you know, I completely sympathized with.
Exactly, yeah, that's understandable. Okay, and so interesting. So up north in Canada, it's the economy. And then, you know, you cross over the lines and you start dealing with the true reality. See, and these are some of the stories we don't hear about. But Ken, for you, you're right there at the grassroots and the ground level, and you start understanding and drawing a broader perspective, you know, about this, that it's just not, you know, about, you know, tree huggers and people trying to, you know, retard the progress, and somehow, you know, negate jobs. You know, it's about people and their personal property, and you know that's understandable. That makes sense.
That's right. Yeah, and as for the jobs thing, TransCanada Pipeline Company claimed they were going to create 20,000 jobs, and that's not really the case. I mean, up in Canada, I was walking some pre-existing pipelines, not the Keystone XL because that hadn't been put in the ground, but it was paralleling some routes. And, mm-hmm. you know, I walked a couple hundred miles along these pipelines, and, you know, guess how many workers I saw? I saw zero that whole time because once these pipelines are in the ground, there's not that many jobs. There's a couple thousand while they're being made, and then there would have been about 35 permanent ones for a 1,700-mile Keystone XL pipeline. So it's not creating that many jobs. And interestingly, when I got through Nebraska, a state that's not known for kind of its environmental action, but that whole state seemed kind of riled up, and that was because they have the Ogallala Aquifer, which is kind of beneath almost the entire state, and this pipe was set to go through many miles of that aquifer, and this aquifer creates drinking water for about 80% of the state, and a lot of the crops that they grow, that's used as irrigation water. So they were just very concerned about their water getting contaminated, and of course I felt nothing but sympathy for their perspective.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, that's interesting to be able to get, you know, again, that kind of understanding at the ground floor. And you know, are you surprised that some of this information is not, you know, communicated to we the people?
I don't know. This issue has been, you know, kind of in the news for years, and it's just kind of suddenly dropping out because President Obama had formally rejected it in November 2015. But it'll be interesting to see who wins the presidential election in the fall, mm-hmm. because the Keystone XL can easily be resurrected from the dead right. if the candidate prefers it.
Well, I tell you, I'm so surprised that, you know, the Canadian company there that is controlling this whole deal, why they've waited so long, why they haven't taken the pipes absolutely west and, you know, just let China have their way with it. I mean, China is just, you know, they want that oil. And, you know, for the sake of business and, you know, jobs up there and that, frankly, I'm, you know, it's just commerce. And, you know, I'm surprised. So obviously there must be some other barriers, you know, for them to continue, you know, to want to continue west. Otherwise, they would have done it a long time ago, don't you think?
Yeah, they tried to do that. I don't think it was TransCanada. I think it was Enbridge, actually, another pipeline company. And they were trying to build a pipeline, I believe, called the Northern Gateway, which would head pretty much from Alberta over British Columbia and get to the Pacific Ocean that way, and that was interestingly opposed too, and that's kind of dead in the water as well. Mm-hmm. It was going through a bunch of Native American or Native Canadian property, and it kind of just fell apart
yeah.
there. And
you're on you start going through hallowed ground like that. That you know can really define the whole concept of barrier to entry. You know, we talk a little bit about this. Now, you know, we only got about a minute left here, Ken, but that is the walking rights in America. America seems to be, you know, very obsessed, I guess, compared to Europe with private property and keeping people off their land. You know, in this last minute or so, expand a little bit on that concept, if you would.
Yeah, this got me interested in how other countries conceive of property, and I just find it absolutely fascinating that we have just completely different ways of thinking about it. Like once I visited Scotland and I walked across the Highlands there, and you can hike wherever you want in Scotland. It's called the right to roam, and that's over private land and over public land. And in the United States, obviously you can't do that. We're about 70% privately owned. And I just find it interesting. You know, we call ourselves the freest country on earth, but we can't really walk across our country or roam it anymore. And I'm not merely making a judgment. It's very complicated, and people love their property. But right. It is a very interesting topic to think about.
Well, interesting to appreciate the contrast. Ken Ilgonas, his book available at all the usual places, Trespassing Across America, One Man's Epic, Never Done Before, and Sort of Illegal, Hike Across the Heartland. Ken, congratulations on the book. Thank you for being with us.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.